We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal based on personal experiences. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Entourage Effect Podcast with Joe here at Columbus Botanical Depot, the first and only CBD hemp store to establish itself in the state of Ohio. In addition, we have the owner, Columbus Botanical, Joe Brennan. How's it going, Joe? And thanks for being here, man. Hey, I really appreciate it.
It's going well. Thank you for having me.
Joe is a literal legend here in Ohio and is published author of some of the best-selling books on hemp, CBD, and cannabis products of all kinds. In fact, the Shark Tank, yep, the one we all know on television, endorsed Joe's store and mission to provide relief to thousands and has also been on Good Morning America as well. Joe's a literal human encyclopedia when it comes to CBD and a wide variety of other cannabis products, having been active in the industry now for decades. Joe also graduated from the Cleveland School for Cannabis and is an author of the best-selling book, Courage in Cannabis. And today we will be covering some of the dynamo effect from a product called Emu Oil. And just a quick note, for those attending this podcast for the first time, be sure to subscribe to stay on top or to stay in the loop for most useful broadcasts in this massively interesting but too little discussed topic. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, what are some of the main problems with just going down to the local gas station or mini mart to buy CBD?
Well, that's a good question. You know, these products are sold almost everywhere now, and you can go to gas stations, you can go to health food stores, you can go to almost anywhere that sells things like that and find these products. But the issue with going to, say, a gas station, for example, to get your cannabinoid products is you can just go ahead and assume that the quality is not going to be what it should be. With gas stations, that's not their specialty. They're just kind of putting it in with the rest of their products as an attempt to make more money.
Next to 5-hour energy.
Yeah, next to something like that. And the thing is, you know, not to talk bad about them or you know, I'm sure there's some gas stations out there that do carry good products, but a lot of times I've noticed that they just want the cheapest products out there. Yeah. They're not necessarily interested in the organic products, the products that
whether they're healthy or not?
Whether they're healthy or not. I mean, it's really a margin-based motivation with those guys. And so I've kind of seen that firsthand. When I first started, I'd go around to gas stations and other places and try to get them to put products in there to bring it to public attention. And a lot of times, as soon as they heard the price and that they're only doubling their money, that wasn't good enough for them.
Yeah, so they kind of thought that, hey, if I'm not going to make any money off this, then forget it.
Well, they want to make
the amount of money that I wanted.
That's right. I don't know what their margins are there, but they double wasn't enough for them. And so a lot of times you can get cheaper products like that from these China-based cannabinoid products, but you get what you pay for. And it's just not a good thing to take, especially when you're new to this stuff, because when you take that and it doesn't work, then you blame the CBD. Mm-hmm. Oh, CBD as a whole doesn't work. I tried some stuff from Sunoco and it didn't work. Well, you really don't want to get your medicine from a gas station, first of all. And a lot of times the people that are buying it from gas stations are the people that are getting like the vape carts, the Delta products and things like that, because it's more of a spontaneous thing they purchase at the gas station. And so, but for true medicine, no, you want to go to a specialty store.
Yep.
People that are educated, people that have the right products in there. And that makes all the difference in this industry. It really does.
For sure. So today we're diving into the world of CBD and how it works and the potential benefits it may offer you. Joe's here. He's going to help us. And Joe, again, thanks for being here on the podcast. I really appreciate it. So let's start with the basics. For those who may be new to CBD, could you explain like what exactly is CBD?
Yeah, so CBD is a compound that comes from the cannabis plant. There's over 100 compounds in the cannabis plant called cannabinoids. THC is one, CBD is another. Those are the two major cannabinoids that everybody's familiar with. But CBD is a non-psychoactive or a non, there's no intoxication associated with CBD at all. Whereas with THC, it is psychoactive. It does create an intoxicating effect. And so CBD is the opposite of that. It doesn't create any psychoactivity whatsoever. You won't feel high or anything like that, but it does act on our endocannabinoid system, which is a system that all humans and mammals have that respond to cannabinoid-like compounds. in addition to our own endogenous cannabinoids that we produce naturally.
And what does endogenous mean?
Well, endogenous is self-producing or from within.
Okay.
So we make these cannabinoid-like compounds in our bodies that activate these receptors that the main job of the endocannabinoid system is to promote homeostasis or balance. So it's kind of like a balancing act that...
Like pH?
Similar, yeah. What it does is it can go in, and when you become out of balance due to a stressor, either from an outside stressor or an internal stressor, something like that, mm-hmm. the cannabinoid receptors will notice that and they'll go into action and try to balance out that stressor so that you're not experiencing as much stress on the body or the mind or whatever the ailment is. And so... CBD has been known about for quite some time, and people are kind of running to it due to its therapeutic benefits that they're hearing about for stress, pain, anxiety, sleep. I mean, we're seeing it for almost everything.
Yeah.
And it's
excuse me for interrupting, yeah. but did you have some clients that got a real boost out of using CBD?
When we first opened the store back in 2016, people hadn't really heard of this. People definitely haven't tried it. And so we would basically spend our time standing there letting people try CBD as they come in the door. Mm-hmm. We have samples. And
usually do that, like give out samples?
We do all the time. It's kind of our thing is that we realize that the stuff's expensive. It's not a one-size-fits-all equation. I mean, this stuff is not something that... You know, what works for one person may or may not work for another person. And so we always like to give people samples so they can try the stuff out, see how it works for them. And a lot of times, depending on the delivery mechanism, whether it's an oil that goes under your tongue or maybe even a gummy, those are faster acting products. So by the time somebody's ready to leave our store after 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on the type of education they're asking for, by the time they leave, they're saying, hey, this... I feel something. Yeah. I feel my pain is reduced. My anxiety's gone. I mean, that's kind of the whole thing about this is that we've been seeing this happen for almost a decade now.
And it really gives people hope, you know?
Well, it does. You got to buy it. You got to try it to buy it, you know? And especially with such a new thing that not a lot of people are talking about, you know, it's people are skeptical naturally.
Yep.
And it's understood because
if it doesn't have the rubber stamp, it's not good.
Yeah. Or if there's not a, you know, FDA approved logo on it or, mm-hmm. or the doctor didn't recommend it or something, it's kind of seen as pseudoscience or, you know, yeah. some kind of hippy dippy thing. And, we now know that that's not the case at all.
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure. Many people confuse CBD with THC. I think there's a big difference. We went over the difference there a little earlier in the interview. Can you just go over that one more time for some people?
Yeah, for sure. So CBD is non-psychoactive. It's non-intoxicating is a better word. It's technically psychoactive because it has the ability to change your mental state. So say if you're in a panic attack or an anxiety attack, it can have an effect on that and change it. So therefore, by definition, it's psychoactive.
So could you like hobble an anxiety attack if you had some CBD on hand?
100%. That's kind of the number one thing we've seen over and over and over and over. And that's probably the number one thing people are convinced that it can do nowadays. Low dose is best for anxiety, as it turns out, 10 milligrams or so. We've seen people come out of panic attacks right in our store.
Wow.
And so you want to use oil. Oil goes under the tongue, goes straight to the brain, affects the CB1 receptor, and can potentially restore neurological balance. And so if somebody's in a fight or flight stage or something like that, it can come in, hit the CB1 receptors in the central nervous system, which controls your fight or flight, and then put you into more of a parasympathetic stage, which is the eat, sleep, relax, digest phase or state of being. And that's the state we're supposed to live in, is the parasympathetic state, not the fight or flight state.
And how many people do you think are living in that fight or flight state
now? Well, probably most of us. people come in, you know, we're drinking monster drinks. We're drinking coffee like crazy. I mean, we're just stimulating everything at all times. And because of that, our central nervous system is in the fight or flight stage. That's why we're stressed out. That's why we can't sleep. That's why we have racing thoughts. There's a lot of issues with that. Fight or flight is supposed to be when you're picking berries in the woods and the mountain lion comes out of the cave and you go, oh crap, and you realize it and your thyroid dumps a bunch of adrenaline into you. Yeah. And you're able to run away from the from the attack. That's what fight or flight is supposed to be for. But then once you get away, it's supposed to shift back into the parasympathetic. You calm down. You don't need that those adrenals going anymore because you're not under attack. And that's how it's supposed to be. But when you live in fight or flight all the time, it just taxes your adrenals. It taxes your kidneys.
So it's just not good in the grocery store.
No.
You'll probably forget half the stuff you were there to buy in the first place. Yeah,
I definitely take CBD before I go shopping, that's for sure.
All right, so just moving on to section three, the types of CBD oils. Now that we know what CBD is and how it differs from THC, let's talk about the various types of CBD oils. So what are the different types available and how do they differ?
So we got three types of CBD here. We've got what they call full spectrum CBD, we've got broad spectrum CBD, and then we've got isolate CBD. And full spectrum, as the term kind of entices, is that it's a full spectrum product. So you're going to have all 200 cannabinoids. You're going to have other phytocompounds like terpenes, flavanols, and other things that come in the cannabis plant naturally. So when you have a full spectrum product, it tends to work a little bit better for some people. The main key about full spectrum is that it does have a trace amount of THC. It's 0.3% THC, no more than that.
Is that even perceptible if you took that?
No, not at all. A full spectrum CBD product will not cause psychoactivity, even with that little trace amount of THC in there.
So that's, what is that, like 0.3%?
0.3%, right. Okay. And so it's nominal. It's considered a trace amount because, again, it's 0.3% THC.
So say I was working somewhere and they drug tested me periodically, is that something I should be worried about?
So that's where this kind of comes into play, is that full spectrum CBD can potentially make you fail a drug test because the trace amounts of THC that are in there, depending on how much you're taking, if you're taking a super potent product, the 0.3 is going to be a little bit elevated because of just the potency of the product. Uh-huh. But also, if your liver metabolizes kind of slow, the THC can build up in your liver over time. So if you're taking a full spectrum product multiple times a day, trying to treat something, you could potentially fail a drug test with that because the THC, the trace amounts could potentially build up in your system. Now it's rare. It's not something that happens all the time, but I've actually seen it happen. My mom actually failed a drug test from taking full spectrum CBD.
Oh, wow.
She has rheumatoid arthritis and, I basically give her very high dose CBD. She takes very high dose. And she went to...
Sorry for interrupting again, but what's a high dose considered?
200 to 300 milligrams a day.
Okay.
Taken orally, going down through digestion, so the liver is processing it. And so with her, due to her slow metabolism and, you know, her age, the THC built up in her system enough to where when she did go to take a drug test for her doctor, her THC levels were elevated or her cannabinoid levels were elevated. So she explained to her doctor, hey, I take high dose CBD oil, full spectrum. He said, oh, okay, I understand. And it wasn't a problem. Now that's, each doctor is going to have a different opinion about that.
Yeah.
But they potentially can cut you off from medication if you're hot for THC. And so that's something that she had a challenge. And so from that moment forward, when she knows she has to go take a drug test, she'll switch over to what they call broad spectrum CBD, which has no THC in it whatsoever. So full spectrum has everything that the hemp plant has. It all works in the entourage effect.
So if you're getting tested, that's the one you got to look out for.
If you're getting tested, stay away from full spectrum CBD. You want to choose a broad spectrum CBD or maybe even an isolate.
Okay.
Broad spectrum preferably. So, and the reason for that is because broad spectrum is everything that full spectrum is, except they just pull out all the THC.
Gotcha.
So instead of 0.3, it's 0.000, lab tested, QR code on the product you can scan with your phone that'll pull up the current lab and show you that there's literally 0.0000 THC in the product. And so most of the products that are broad, well, all of the products that are broad spectrum will say right on the cover, broad spectrum, zero THC, and there'll be a couple THC-free logos on the product usually. Because that's what people are looking for when they're shopping for that type of thing.
Yeah.
So broad spectrum is everything that full is, just no THC. So you're still going to get the entourage effect. You're still getting all the terpenes, all the phytocannabinoids, everything that the hemp, the omega fatty acids, everything that the plant has naturally. And then isolate CBD is simply CBD isolated as a single compound taken out of a full spectrum extract. So they'll take a full spectrum extract and they'll separate the cannabinoids and pull out just the CBD. And that is what you would find in a CBD isolate product. Isolate meaning isolated. So you're not going to have any THC, but you're also going to be missing all the other hundreds of compounds that full or broad spectrum has. So what that means is a lot of times you have to take more of an isolate than you would, say, a broad or full spectrum.
Okay, so that 0.3% of the full spectrum is one of those things that need to be in there in order for it to be maximally effective. Mm-hmm. And of course, some people can't do that because, you know, there's a risk.
Right. Right.
But it does work better. But if you were to get the isolate, like you said, you just have to take more.
Yeah. Substantially more usually.
Okay.
To achieve a similar benefit that you would on a full spectrum or broad spectrum. And the reason is that THC binds to the cannabinoid receptors. We have CB1 and CB2 receptors. CB1s are in the brain, CB2s are in the body. And THC binds to the receptor like a key to a lock. It's amazing. The tetrahydrocannabinol compound fits right in our cannabinoid receptor like a perfect key to a lock. Nothing else does that. Nothing else does that.
So I bet a lot of people's locks have been getting dusty.
Well, they're very dusty and they're rusty, and sometimes the keys don't fit in. But, you know, the thing is we desperately need that.
Yeah.
And so CBD doesn't act directly on the cannabinoid receptor. It doesn't interface with the receptor directly in the same way THC does, which is why it doesn't cause the psychoactivity, because it's not key to locking. That when the key fits in the lock and turns on that CB1 receptor, that is the high or the euphoria that people experience, is that the CB1 receptor is literally activated.
Okay.
It's like a key to a lock. It turns on the cells, and now the euphoric experience is what results from it.
Is there another key to the CBT2?
THC also binds to the CB2 receptor and activates it like a key to lock. And so that would be done through edibles.
Okay.
So when you smoke or vape or do an oil under the tongue, it's going to go right up the left ventricle and hit and cross the blood-brain barrier and activate the cannabis 1 or CB1 receptor in the brain. And then, so that's why when you smoke, you feel a head buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when you eat an edible, you feel more of a body buzz. And that's because you're activating this cannabis 2 or the CB2 receptor.
Okay.
And so those are mainly CB1s are neurological. CB2 receptors are immunological. So they're mainly inflammation response, immune system, bone health. I mean, literally, CB1 receptors are neck up. CB2 receptors are neck down. So if you're trying to treat something neck down...
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, CB1 receptors are neck up, CB2 receptors neck down. So we need to kind of identify...
I did not know that.
Yeah, two different receptors.
I really didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Well, it's life-changing for people because when you can isolate the receptor that you're targeting, you can be much more effective because then you can choose the right product that's going to deliver to that receptor in a more effective way than, say, something that you're trying to achieve through the CB1 receptor.
So you can make like a more surgical decision.
100%. And your efficacy goes up through the roof.
Awesome.
Yeah.
With so many options, how exactly can someone take or use CBD? You mentioned smoking. As far as the non-psychoactive way, what are some of the common methods?
Well, there's a few ways you can take cannabis. You can take them orally. You can take them topically. You can take them by inhalation, and you can take them sublingually under the tongue. Sublingual application is going to be like your oils that you see that come in the bottle that have the dropper. You squeeze up one full dropper or whatever you're going for. Usually it's a full milliliter, which is a dropper full that the box will recommend. And you squeeze that oil, you put it under your tongue, and you hold it there for 30 seconds to 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is that oil is absorbing under the tongue where the big blue blood vessels are, which are the closest to the surface of the skin next to our wrist. That's why you can see the blue through your skin because they're so close to the surface. And so these cannabinoids are absorbing into the bloodstream, going right up the left ventricle and activating the CB1 in the brain, restoring balance or homeostasis in the neurology. And so like kids having seizures, that's why you'll see the mom put oil under the tongue. And within 30 seconds or so, the kid is out of a seizure. Like in the middle of a grandma seizure.
That's incredible.
Well, that's how this all got started, was in Colorado back in 2012 with Charlotte Figge, the Charlotte's Web story.
I remember her.
Yep. And so that's how I got into this. I saw that as it was airing in real time. I saw it and realized that this
that
was
really
going
to
change.
That really made me emotional too, seeing that kid suffer like that.
It changed my whole life. The course in the direction of my life was changed in an instant when I saw that. I had just lost my dad and my uncle back-to-back to chemotherapeutics, and at very young ages, too, and I sat at their bedside and watched them both pass away right in front of my eyes. And right after that, I was flipping through the news, and I saw that channel, CNN, actually, Sanjay Gupta, and I saw the mom putting, I saw a kid on the ground and the mom putting something under the tongue. And I went back, and I found it. Something told me to go back and find that, and sure enough, Sanjay Gupta came on. He said, it's CBD from hemp, not THC from marijuana. It doesn't get you high. It gets you healthy. And it's stopping seizures in Dravet syndrome patients.
That is absolutely
and
incredible.
Something came over me and said, you couldn't help your family with this, but you're going to go help the world starting right now. And so I just, I knew, I saw the whole vision of CBD basically becoming a household term. Mm-hmm. And my goal was, I want to see this everywhere, even in the gas stations, as we talked about.
Yeah.
But my goal was to, I just want this to become public knowledge and people need to know about this, because if CBD from cannabis is stopping seizures, what more benefits could potentially be here with this plant?
It's kind of like the guy who invented water-powered cars. Nobody ever saw him again.
Yeah, that's right. He disappeared. Yeah.
Okay. Without going too far in that direction, I'm sure we could go a marathon or two.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So we've got oral consumption.
Yep. And that's
topical applications.
Right.
Vaping or inhaling. Everybody knows that one, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And then the sublingual one, which is what the child with epilepsy used.
Yeah, right. Right. And so depending on how you take these is going to depend on what receptor it goes to first. And has more of a prolific effect on first before it gets metabolized and then goes to the bloodstream and then makes its way to the other receptor.
Would CBD be a good choice? There's a lot of uncertainty and fear out in the world right now. Would you see CBD as a way of kind of ameliorating that and helping people calm down?
Oh, 100%. You know, CBD has the ability to neuroregulate. And so we're stressed out all the time. The mind is going a million miles an hour.
Yep.
And CBD, so again, it's non-psychoactive. It's non-intoxicating is what we really should say.
Yeah.
But when it comes in and you hit the right dose sublingually. Let's say you put 10, 12, 15 milligrams under your tongue. You let it sit for a minute so it can absorb and then you swallow. Within about 5 to 15 minutes, usually it's around 5 minutes if you have a nice carrier oil with the product, you're going to feel a shoulder dropping calm effect.
Really?
Within a few minutes, yeah.
Wow.
Some people feel it while it's under their tongue. Some people feel it minutes after they swallow.
That's right. You told me that some guy came in the store and you gave him something and he experienced relief while he was talking to you.
While he was talking to me. And that's what we've seen the most. And at first, when you first start seeing that, you think, man, is this placebo? How is this happening?
Yeah.
You know, I've tried every herb under the sun
in my
life. I've been all into herbs and superfoods way longer than I've been into cannabis therapeutics. And I've seen it all. And I've seen how some things do affect you pretty quick. Ashwagandha can have a pretty chilling effect on you if you take it in the right way and so forth. But I've never seen anything just restore normalcy in an instant like this stuff does.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it. And the more I see it, the more I believe it. And the more I...
Well, like they say, seeing is believing.
Right. And it makes you want to know more.
If I could see it.
It makes you want to know more. Like how? That's what was happening when I first went around with this stuff is I was giving it to people everywhere. And they would just tell me as I'm standing there talking to them, like, am I supposed to be feeling this already?
Yeah.
And I'd say, well, potentially, yes. Everybody's different, you know, but a lot of people, we've been starved of this plant for decades. We are all cannabinoid deficient. A lot of disease is an endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome. Migraines, Parkinson's, some MS has now been classified as a clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome. It's called SEDS, C-E-D-S. Clinical Endocannabinoid Deficiency Syndrome.
So they have an ICD-9 code for it now.
Yep, for migraines especially. Because
wow.
Migraines can be regulated through the CB1 expression.
And they can also be completely debilitating. I remember when I was young, my mom used to get them, and she used to have to take these knockout pills.
Mm.
They would just knock her out because
she
couldn't be awake when it was happening.
Just sleep it off,
It's horrible. Yeah. She would even vomit.
Oh, yeah.
It got so bad, she would throw up. It's just like, wow.
And cannabis is an anti-nausea. So what's so interesting about cannabis and cannabinoids and the endocannabinoid system and how they all work together is that they have cannabinoids have a cascading effect. So they can tip off a bioreaction, which will then cascade into other reactions in benefit. And so CBD indirectly interacts with the cannabinoid receptors through other methods, but those other methods are also causing other positive benefits to happen. So it's not just one thing. Cannabinoids are activating receptors, which are the centralized communication system of human physiology. All biochemical reactivity is mitigated and regulated through the endocannabinoid system, through these receptors.
Yeah, the next question, I was going to take you to the next section. How does it work in the body? Like, what exactly happens play by play? I take a capsule, then what happens?
Yeah, so if you take a capsule, you can expect a delayed onset because you got to go through 20 foot of digestion. Then you got to go through the liver. Then it's going to hit the bloodstream. Then it's going to make its way up to the brain. And so that's why edibles a lot of times can take anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours to fully kick in, depending on each person's metabolism and what you ate that day. And did you have a lot of fat in with your meal? The more fats that you include in your meal, the better cannabinoids are going to absorb because they're fat soluble compounds.
Okay.
And so that's why you got to put cannabis with butter. You've heard of like people making brownies and things like that. You always want to mix your cannabis with a fatty compound like coconut oil, MCT oil.
Is coconut oil basically the same as MCT, or is it MCT a little different?
No, MCT is a fractionated version of coconut oil, so they strip out some of the acids that are in there that cause it to solidify and get hard at 76 degrees. So coconut oil will solidify at 76 degrees because it's got some other stuff in it that will cause that to happen.
Okay.
MCT coconut oil is a multi-chain triglyceride, is what it stands for. And they basically refine it down to where you're only getting certain fats, which stay liquid at all times. Perfect carrier for cannabis, for cannabinoids, because MCT coconut oil is instantly turned into ATP on the cells. So the cell can take MCT coconut oil and it's just instantly bioavailable to the cell. The liver doesn't have to process it. And
So would it be wise for somebody to take MCT oil with a CBD supplement?
100%. And nowadays, you see MCT coconut oil as the carrier for a large percentage of products. Most products you're going to see are MCT coconut oil in the tincture form. But you'll also see, like Charlotte's Web does, olive oil. You might see some hemp seed oil as a carrier. But each one of these carriers are wildly different. They absorb different. They hit different.
What do you recommend? Like, what's your number one?
Well, I like to ask people, what is your goal with this product? Do you need it to kick in very fast? MCT coconut oil.
Okay.
It hits quick, but it also kind of tapers off quick. Do you need, and so if you need that for anxiety or stress and you have the ability to take that multiple times a day because you have the bottle in your pocket and you can do that during work or whatever else, then that's a great choice.
Okay.
Let's say you have to, let's say you're a construction worker and you can't walk around with your CBD bottle all day. So you want to take it in the morning before you go to work and you want it to last as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
I would take an olive oil or a hemp seed oil because those are more long chain fatty acids. MCT is a short chain fatty acid.
Okay.
That's why it is so bioavailable and that's why it kind of metabolizes rather quickly.
And you said something about ATP.
Yeah, ATP is the cell's ability to create energy.
Okay.
And so it's...
Helps with lethargy?
Well, yeah, 100%. Can turn on fat burning too.
Really?
Which is very interesting. When you activate the CB2 receptors, you're turning on fat burning. You're turning on ketosis. You're turning on cell recycling.
There's a lot of people I know that would really be interested in something like that.
And that's how it can be used as a weight loss supplement because it's going to go in there and actually regulate things in a way that really nothing else can. I mean, there's really nothing else can.
So it's like a secret formula.
It is. To activate CB2 receptors is, I mean, that's how people attempt to deal with cancer, is they will fast and they will go into a cell recycling ketosis state where the liver is basically the body's burning fat. So cancers either thrive off of sugar or they eat fat. You got to figure out which one they're feeding off of so you know what to starve it of.
Okay.
And so a lot of times taking heavy dose cannabinoids orally is going to result in into that ketosis fat burning state where the cells can recycle and cancer can potentially kill itself.
That's great. That's good news.
It is. It is.
You know, we've all heard the buzz about CBD, but are there any scientific studies to show CBD is truly beneficial? These are for the skeptics out there.
Right.
Is there anything out there?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is an FDA approved product called Epidiolex that came out several years ago for kids with seizures. And it's a 99% CBD formulation that is FDA approved, doctor prescribed, insurance potentially can pay for it if you have a child that fits the conditions. And that right there.
That just really says it all.
That says it all. If the FDA.
There's nothing else to say.
I mean, right. And so it's all about what has the FDA approved? Well, there we go. They have approved cannabis, CBD in particular,
yep,
for treating Dravet syndrome, seizures, and like conditions. And they have proven through test trials that it does work. And so that's how it got to the phase that it got to before it got put into the world. So GW Pharmaceuticals is who brought that in. And that's an Israel-based company. Dr. Ralph Mishulam, who died last year or maybe the year before, the godfather of cannabis science, is the one who discovered THC. He led the pack for all of
this.
He's the man. And so a lot of the research that has come out is done by him, because over there they can study cannabis. Here in the United States, we can't really study it like they can over there due to restrictions and so forth.
Get your door kicked in.
That's right.
Okay, so Section 7, emu oil, that leads us perfectly into the emu oil that we're discussing today. Emu oil with CBD. Could you explain how this product works and why it might be effective for somebody seeking relief?
So this product is probably one of the most prolific products I've ever seen. It started off as a product called Theramu, which is a California-based product that came out probably back in 2017, I'd say, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 95% emu oil base with CBD isolate. So there's no THC, there's no other cannabinoids. It's just plain CBD with emu oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it started getting traction due to its high bioavailability. So emu oil comes from the ostrich bird that they farm in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And when they harvest the birds, the male has a sac in his stomach and where the emu oil is produced. And so that's how they get it. So they don't waste the product. They actually take it that way. They don't kill the birds for the emu oil, but they're taken as a byproduct,
okay, the
emu oil. And so emu oil is a very expensive and a very rare oil. And it's a very unique oil. It's one of the only oils in the world that has the ability to penetrate all layers of human skin, go through fat or adipose tissue, and then hit the nerves underneath all of that. So we've got nerve endings underneath all of our skin, and underneath our fat tissue and all that. We've got nerves there. And neuropathy is a big plague with people. And the idea is to get the cannabinoid to the receptor site on the nerve. How do we do that? Well, topically. But how does a topical make its way through what some say 7 layers of skin, fat tissue, and hit? Nothing will do that. Most topicals hang out on the first couple layers of skin,
yeah,
because the carrier oils that are used don't have the permeability to go through all those layers.
Yeah.
Emu oil is the same molecular structure as human skin.
That's interesting.
It is. And it's smaller than human pores. So when you put it on your skin, it literally falls in.
Really?
It has nowhere else to go but down. And so when you put this emu oil on an affected area, within minutes, within sometimes seconds, you feel pain relief.
Wow.
You feel this stuff. And so we've been selling this stuff for going on a decade now. Well, a couple years ago, Theramu dissolved as a company. And it was a very, very unfortunate thing because we've got thousands of customers that take this, that have been taking this product for a decade now. And what's so interesting, and so I ended up more or less buying out the formulation, mm-hmm, with the company's permission and continued the product to keep it alive because I had way too many people that depend on this product and I couldn't just see it just go away.
Yeah.
And then all those people that have depended on this, a lot of older people, a lot of people with neuropathy, a lot of people with diabetic nerve pain, lots of people with migraines, actually, because you can put it on your temples and it'll fall right into the side of your head and
wow,
potentially help with those too. I mean, we've seen it all.
Like ocular stuff?
Yes, 100%. Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Because it just, it falls in to the skin and penetrates all the way to bone. It penetrates to bone.
Oh, wow.
Now, it doesn't go through bone, but it will penetrate to bone. So that's you're talking
farther than anything I've ever heard of.
Ever. Knees, sciatic.
Yeah.
That's what I use it for.
Yeah, see you later, Ben Gay.
I mean, I'm telling you. Yeah. No. And so, you know, it's this whole philosophy of I could put 1,000,000 milligrams of CBD on your shoulder, and if it doesn't go in,
yeah,
it's worthless. I could put 5 milligrams of CBD with emu oil on your shoulder, and it's all going to go in. It's priceless. So it's not about how many milligrams or how strong is it. It's about the delivery system.
Yeah.
It's about how are we acting as a vehicle to drive these cannabinoids to the receptor sites? How do we get the cars in the garage? We got to have a delivery system. Otherwise, it's never really going to get there. And yeah. So that's what this emu does, is it delivers the cannabinoids to the receptor sites. And what's so interesting is in 2020, they did a triple blind study on this product, and they proved that the emu oil delivers the CBD to the receptors, causing a nerve reaction of lesser pain. This product is on PubMed right now. It got put on there after the study was done that they proved that this product's effective for neuropathy. And it is now doctor approved for neuropathy and is on PubMed with the journal studies posted on there. So this is one of the only cannabis products that I'm aware of that is actually on PubMed, which is the journal collection of all the studies that have been done.
So if I was taking CBD, say person A was taking CBD, and then person B was taking CBD with emu oil, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate person A experience by person B's experience?
Well, again, everybody's different. Everybody's endocannabinoid system is unique to their own physiology. So what sometimes can work for somebody may not work for another. With the emu oil topical, which is now Hemp for Health, emu transdermal topical.
Sounds like kind of like a turbocharger.
I mean, we give samples out all day, every day. People come in, hey, are you in pain? Oh, try this. And we've got tons of topicals. We've seen topicals come and go. We've seen it all. We have great topicals that are non-emu oil that work tremendously well for people. The emu oil, it is a little more pricey than a lot of the other products because emu oil is very rare and it's very expensive as itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so this product is mainly a product for people that have kind of maybe tried some other things and it didn't really work as good as they wanted it to. Mm-hmm. Or if they come in and say, hey, I've got neuropathy or I need the deepest penetrating, something like that, the emu is going to hit the nail on the head every time. And so.
So it sounds like, you know, emu oil and CBD would be a great addition to someone's wellness routine?
100%. And it's a topical product, so it's going to be an external thing. You know, it's not, we do have some of the old Theramu bottles left of the tinctures that they used to have that you can take orally. And emu oil is a great omega fatty acid for the body as well. You can take it internally too, but this product is just a topical. We've also got a roller ball that you can use. It's a lot easier to hit places you can't reach and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The rollerball has menthol in it, whereas the balm, the cream, does not. And so the cream is meant to be used anywhere on the body because mm-hmm. it doesn't have the menthol. So you can put it next to your eyes. People use emu oil for crow's feet. It's been proven to
get rid of wrinkles.
Yeah, wrinkles, crow's feet, skin conditions. I mean, the research on emu oil is mind-boggling.
Wow.
I mean, it really is, just by itself. And then you go add CBD with it to help deliver that to the receptor. You've just got a miracle right there. Seriously, I've seen it for 10 years now.
Yeah, that's incredible. And just in closing, before we wrap up, you know, are there any final thoughts that you'd like to share about the emu oil or CBD using it for health?
Well, I've seen a lot of people use that product for a lot of different things. Joint pain, eczema, psoriasis, coarse nerve pain,
mm-hmm.
migraines, headaches, neck issues is a big one. Shoulder issues is a big one. And one thing about the emu oil that I will say too is you want to let quote unquote gravity work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So this emu oil falls into the skin. let's say you put it on your elbow. How's it going to go into your elbow unless you flip your arm upside down and let it kind of fall in right. for a couple minutes? So I have sciatic pain that comes and goes. And when I put the cream on my back and I lay down for 5 minutes and let it sink in, I'll get 7 hours of relief out of that.
Oh, wow.
But if I'm in a hurry and I just kind of put it on real quick, wipe it on and go,
yeah.
I'll get maybe three, four hours or something. Based out of personal experience, it literally does work better if you, let's say you're putting it on your knee. You want to kick your knee up straight so that it can fall in. Another thing with knees is you got more tissue on the backside of your knee. Put that stuff on the backside of your knee to affect the front side as well, because all them nerves wrap all the way around and you got more tissue on the backside of your knee than you do just bone on the front.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few ways you can go about this stuff. And the emu oil spreads. You get a 2 ounce jar, 2000 milligrams of CBD
mm-hmm.
for $89. Now that's actually a great deal, because when it was Theramu, it was a 1 ounce jar, 250 milligrams for $130.
Okay.
So
you get quite a discount.
It's a huge discount. And so after I was able to work with the company and recreate the formulation, I was able to kind of bump everything up and drop the price.
Nice.
And so that has just been a godsend for so many different people.
Yeah.
And then the Rollerball came out just a couple months ago, and that's been going really well too.
And the emu oil sells pretty, it's a pretty hot item, right?
Oh, it's a very hot ticket item. We're restocking that product all the time. It flies off the shelves as fast as we can put it on there. And we sell it all to all 50 states on the website too. And so the whole following for Theramu that was out there is still able to get the product through our website.
Awesome. So where can listeners pick up some emu oil?
Well, if you go onto our website, which is cbdhemphealth.com, you can go on there. You can also punch in the name of our store, columbusbotanicaldepot.com. That'll take you there too, a little mm-hmm. bit longer. Either way, you can go to the website. And if you go to the search engine and punch in emu in the search bar, it'll pop right up.
Okay.
We've got the PubMed studies link there. So it'll take you right to the PubMed website, which will show you the studies that were done on the product, along with a lot of the other benefits. We've got a very, very big selection of information about emu oil, how it works, why it works, and that kind of a thing right there on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can go there, or you can come into the retail store here in Columbus, Ohio, 14 West Pacemont, here in Clintonville in Columbus, Ohio, and pick it up and try some out. We've got sample bottles out that we just absolutely love to let people try, because seeing is believing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in this industry. There's so many products out there. Which ones work, which ones don't, nobody knows until you try it.
Yeah.
And even ones that do work may not work for you just because they work for somebody else. So it's really one of them things that's a trial and error type thing. We understand it's expensive, so we try to help out with these samples so people can try it before they make a $90 commitment.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, you know, if you did find this episode useful, don't forget to subscribe. Once again, leave a review, comment, share it with someone curious about CBD, someone you know, maybe a family member or friend. And thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next time at Entourage Effect with Joe podcast. But there's just one more thing, you know, Joe, if someone wanted to consult with you over the phone on which products would be a perfect fit for them, how would they go about setting up a phone consultation?
Yeah, well, you can reach out to us via email. You can go to entourageeffectwithjoe.com. So that's entourage, E-N-T-O-U-R-A-G-E, effect with an A, A-F-F-E-C-T, with joe.com. And you can fill out the form there, schedule a time to speak with me, and I would be more than happy to sit down and discuss, you know, what might be the best product for you. When you fill out the form, and you fill out the time slot, you will receive a free copy of my book that I was an author in called Courage in Cannabis, where I'll go ahead and sign that for you and send that out as an appreciation for getting the opportunity to help you guys out.
So, well, that's a nice offer, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really cool book, and it's very inspiring, and there's a bunch of stories in there from people who have found cannabis to be extremely life-changing for themselves or somebody else, and kind of their journey as to how that all came about. And so that book is very inspiring. And if you're on the fence about cannabis or CBD or THC, that'd be a great book to read, because it's real stories from real people who have been there and done it. They just didn't read about it. It's actually real life. And so that's what people want to hear. And so that's what it's all about.
Well, awesome. Well, again, Joe, I want to thank you for coming out for the podcast. I think we covered a lot of ground today. The emu oil thing, I think people should jump on that, because, you know, you don't want to be waiting around for the next shipment to come in, because it sells so fast. And Joe's got it at a really good price. I think that's an insane price to be selling emu oil at.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And I'd like to offer a discount to people that listen to this podcast. If
Is
you go on there.
Coupon code?
Yeah, we've got a coupon code. If you go on there and punch in podcast20,
okay,
you'll be able to get a 20% off coupon with that. We also offer free shipping on orders over $50. So I think that'll still allow you to get a free shipping as well.
So that's like podcast with the numerals 20?
That's right.
Okay.
Podcast20. Put that into the coupon code at checkout, and you'll be able to get 20% off the product. And
that's very nice.
Yeah, I really just want to get it out there to more people, because it really works, and that's just all I can say about it. I mean, it really does work.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go get some right now.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, anyway, Joe, again, thanks for coming by. And everyone who's listening, we really appreciate you sticking around and listening to us, and we look forward to giving you some more information and giving you the facts you need to make an informed decision. We'll see you next time on Entourage with Effect podcast. Take care, and signing out. We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal, based on personal experiences.